Blog Talk Radio.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
That's right, folks. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Rap master Bob Marley had it right from the get-go. It is your rights, your time, and it is your destiny. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. It is up to you. It is up to me. It is up to everybody to stand up for your rights. It is our destiny. It is our manifest destiny to stand up for our rights. Today is a special edition of Warhammer Radio. Normally, I'd be hammering the shit out of Woodland Park PD, Teller County Sheriff, and those who got a badge to be a tyrant, a brute, and a bully. But today I'm setting aside and time aside to put my hand out to those who are victims everywhere. Victims that I know, victims that I don't know, to reach out, stand up for your rights, to stop being bullies, to psychotics in your lives that have chosen to tower over you and ruin your life in the ways that they do. By brutalizing you physically, mentally, all manners that they do. You're better than that. You deserve better than that. Get up and walk out. Pack your shit, Skippy, and get out of their lives. Stop being their personal ATMs. Stop earning money for them. Stop putting up with the abuse from them. There are people around you who will put their arms around you, protect you, stand between you and them, and keep you from being battered physically, psychologically, and emotionally from them. In my lifetime, I have known family members, friends, co-workers, and in the last few weeks, I have come across untold number of people, male and female, that are being abused by worthless pieces of shit who threaten them with the loss of their residence, the loss of their jobs, their potential jobs, their income, their livelihood, their places to stay, their family, their children, their grandchildren, over them and physically intimidate them. They raise their voices and they do anything and everything that they can to intimidate them And if you happen to be one of those males listening to this show because I sent you an invite, well, you know who you are. And you do this because you hate women. You hate the particular woman that you tell that you love afterwards. You go plead to your wife, your girlfriend, your sister, your mom, whoever it happens to be, and you tell her how much you love her and how sorry you are. Well, you know what? You're just a piece of shit. And if you had any gravitas, any balls whatsoever, you would accept the man challenge. And that man challenge is, go pull that shit on any man in your life. Pull that shit with me. Because if you're one of the men that I've heard this story from or about, come pull that shit with me. You know who I am and where I am. I'm 53 years old. I've almost died 10 times. I've had multiple abdominal surgeries in the last year and almost died twice. I'm weak. And I'll drag your ass outside and beat you to death with my dick. So please, stop threatening your moms, your wives, your girlfriends, your sisters, your daughters. Stop beating on your little girls. You're just a big pussy. You're a walking fucking vagina. You're not a man. When you unzip your pants, you got a little dick. And any decent man who knows you would drag you out into the garage and beat you to fucking death and stick you in a barrel of acid and let you disappear. And no cop in the world would care. You can't find a jury of your peers because it's hard to find 12 people like you. You're a fucking scum-sucking piece of shit. And if you're listening to this, go kill yourself. Nobody cares about you. And why, for God's sake, are the women doing this and allowing this to be done to them? Oh, that's right. Low self-esteem. Well, I got news for you. Go stand in front of the mirror, honey. You're worth more than that piece of shit that's abusing you. He tells you lies and pisses in your ear and tells you that you're worthless. You're not. He tells you that you're scum. You're not. He tells you that no one will love you. And that's bullshit. Because the world loves you. God loves you. I love you. Everyone you see on the street loves you and thinks more of you than your husband, brother, son, boyfriend, whoever it is that's abusing you does. We all love you more than that person does because you are a wonderful human being. You're bold. You're brave. You may not have found the courage inside you yet, but it's there. And this psychotic that is abusing you and twisting your mind and making you feel like less than a human, they're ugly. Ugly outside, ugly inside. And they may not see or feel the beauty within you, but those around you who know you, they do. Those who haven't even met you yet and felt your touch upon their lives, be it something nice you've done for them or for one of their family members, they know the beauty you have to offer. So pick yourself up. Pick up your stuff and get out of their world and don't ever look back. And whatever they're holding over your head, need it, it's not worth the abuse you're taking. Here to help you. You need help? Call me right now, 657-383-1757. I will help you get out of your situation to any agency I can in your area. I'm struggling with this today, because someone in my life is being abused. And I'm torn. Between taking physical action, legal action, because they have the mindset of the victim and not having the mindset of the warrior. Or calling law enforcement and getting them involved, or just throwing it all off and saying, what the fuck? And if you're listening to this and you're the perpetrator, you better shit yourself and head for the hills. Because if I say, what the fuck, you will die slow, slow manner. If you're the victim, you better pray to God, I don't say what the fuck. Person doing this to you will see God 1,000 times and be pulled back from that light before I let him go to it. I'm a professional, and I'm good at what I do. There are others out there like me. And they know where you live, and they know where the perpetrator lives. And if I disappear or I'm taken into the government's hands, they'll come for the perpetrator. And I got news for you folks out there that are victims. There are others just like me that'll help you. So, folks, ask for help. There are men out there and women who have the gravitas to get you out of your situation and get you into the hands of people who will help you. It is time to stop your abuse. God loves you. Your rescuers are waiting. Thank you.